Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't dislike any of the ones I've heard. I've never really sought out the Squeeze, but I've been squeezed before, and I enjoy being squeezed.
I don't know what's wrong with him today.
It's the heat.
It is.
It's probably hotter in there than it is in here.
The brain has melted off the... No, the heat! The heat has melted off whatever brain I had.
The brain has melted off your heat.
Brain has melted off my heat. I think I'm dying, guys.
Andrew's losing his marbles.
Yeah, I feel like we should be doing something.
Get him some fine. Water. Look, if you see me go down, call somebody. Until then, I'm good.
Why'd you crack before? Your door open?
I can't because all the heat is getting sucked out of Studio C because Studio C is straight up uninhabitable. Studio C is a dangerous level of heat. And so all the heat is being pumped out and it's all being placed directly in front of that door. So if I were to open that door, that's I would actually be making the room hotter.
Mm. Okay.
Dang. Yeah, I had to do some recording in Studio C on Friday night, and wow. I was very sweaty. I was in there for maybe 10 minutes.
You had to change your clothes today.
It was ridiculous. Yeah, I was wearing a flannel, and then Matt Pajeski texted me, said, the studio is worse than it's ever been. And I said, oh, great. But luckily, we have all these DGS... giveaway shirts, so I changed into one of these. Yeah.
How is it getting worse?
That's
the incredible part here. It's like every day it's a little hotter.
It's true.
It doesn't seem like that would be. They're doing a great job.
You know, one of the things that concerns me the most about Donald Trump, because I will grant you, to those of you out there who love him, I'll grant you, he has some impressive arrows in his quiver. He is good at certain things. He knows how to put pressure. He loves the foreign policy stuff. But I don't think he's that smart. And I don't think he really observes details well. And you couple that with the fact that he seems to just so quickly and easily accept that something is truth and fact if he says it or if someone says it to him. Did you see over the weekend one of his Truth Socials that he said that Seth Meyers' constant mockery of him is illegal?
It could be illegal.
No, it's not. That's like...
It's not even in the same universe as illegal.
That's like the specific rule is that it's not.
It might just be the First Amendment. It might just be the first one.
It's the second page of the Constitution.
But that concerns me because I believe he believes it. I really do. Or he believes that someone else will believe it if he says it.
Yeah.
Or more importantly, maybe not necessarily that other people will believe him, but other people will support him regardless, right?
It also bothered me.
It's all about,
I'm not going to go
gotta just take down
on a Donald Trump rant here. But it also bothered me last night in the 60 Minutes piece with Nora O'Donnell. She asked about that the Asian dude from Binance, the billionaire.
The one that got the pardon.
Who got the pardon.
Yeah.
And I should have sent it to you, Andrew, for the sound. But Trump says, you ready for this? I don't even know him. I've never met him. I have no idea. Some people just told me that it was a Biden witch hunt. I don't like that. The power of the pardon is one of the few things in our country that's just unquestioned.
Yeah.
Presidents can just pardon whoever they want, whenever they want. When you're given such an amazing power where there's no discretion or no second guessing it or anything like that, don't tell me you've never met him. You don't know him from Adam. Someone just told you something.
Or don't know anything about the case.
I mean, that's terrible.
Yeah. Well, first of all, there should be no pardon.
Especially when he has business with Donald Trump's company.
Yeah, he does the Bitcoin. The crypto stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Want to do a DGS happy hour?
Sure.
Okay, lead off somebody.
I got one, man.
All right.
Dave, it's UFO stuff.
Okay.
So now this is from photos from the 1950s when we were doing nuclear testing. University of Stockholm worked with Vanderbilt University. They did a study of these flashes in the sky that are in those photos. It's in the time surrounding nuclear tests. So some of them in the immediately afterwards. So what they said they found were, quote, real reflective objects, something physical, flat, and highly reflective that was in high Earth orbit. This is the 1950s. Human beings had not put anything in space yet.
Not heard any of this.
So this is a recent thing. So I found it I saw it on Twitter, but it's from a story in Astronomy Magazine, and this is a researched paper done by two major universities that have shown that the reflections that they see could only have happened coming off of a flat reflective surface. And they said it can't be an asteroid, it can't be space dust. What else can it be? Now, they're not offering that. They're not saying what it is. They're saying what it is not based on the scientific data, what we know from how things work, how light works in space, right? And the fact that it had to be a flat, physical, highly reflective object and that it was in high Earth orbit. It ain't us. We hadn't done anything like that yet. I found that to be fascinating.
Hmm.
And again, this is it's a well-known magazine in that realm. And the headline of the story in Astronomy Magazine is, did aliens watch the 1950s nuclear tests? And then it says, maybe, according to study. So, again, the study does not say this was aliens. But it says it wasn't the natural phenomenon that you could measure. And if it's not aliens, it's something we have no idea about, essentially. That it had these flashes coincided with nuclear tests.
Yeah.
Before and like around the time of the test, at and after the test, and that it was from high Earth orbit and had to have those physical characteristics.
Pretty cool.
How crazy is that?
Yeah, I'm starting to get a little pissed at the aliens, though.
I get it.
Like, right?
At them or at the...
Just talk to us, man. Just talk to
just
us.
Stop it.
We're open to it.
If you watched us, would you want to talk to us?
Maybe. I'd want to talk to me if I was a weird-looking alien guy.
Yeah, but you're not. So they're not singling out individuals. Like, you look at the whole behavior of us. Would that be an attractive conversation to people that are to a species that's smart enough to conquer inner space travel?
Well, and back
or interdimensional, whatever.
Back to our conversation last week about like the dinosaurs, and man, if they wouldn't have gotten wiped out, like they might have still been roaming the Earth. Meaning, maybe some alien species out there are dinosaurs. I really love the movie Arrival with Amy Adams, because it poses this question of like, well, yeah, what if we don't have a common language?
Right.
Like, they actually have in the movie have a completely different way of communicating. It's not auditory. It's they're using these symbols you're to figure it out from there. I mean, that it is a real possibility too. These creatures of some kind from a galaxy far, far away might have no idea how to get any sort of point across to us. They might not understand our culture, and then they look at different parts of the Earth, and we're so different. The way we carry forth different things can vary so much from one country or continent to the next. They might just be confused and like, oh, what are we supposed to say? Just something to think about.
Yeah.
I probably have to be on whichever is... Well, maybe our assumption is wrong. Right, our assumption is you have to be super advanced and beyond us to make that kind of travel. Again, whether it's interstellar, interdimensional, wormholes, whatever it is. But maybe not. Maybe it's something they lucked into.
Maybe.
And who knows what, you know, led to that. Maybe it was a natural phenomenon that they tapped into. They're like, well, we can do this. Kind of like we figured out how to sail the oceans. We can't explore the ocean, but we can stay on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be something along those lines. And maybe they're just not that intellectual, and we don't know. And, you know, like I don't know. It's just so hard when you think about the infinite possibilities. There are a million ways it could go, trillions of ways it could go, and we can't necessarily imagine all of those.
As you know, I love Ancient Aliens. It's like my go-to cozy show at night.
Yeah, it's a fun show.
And the basic underpinning of that is that 10, 12, 20,000 years ago, aliens came to Earth and bestowed knowledge onto primitive humans.
Yes.
When you look at it, like we said on the show last week, that we went 200,000 years and didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
We just kept doing the same stuff over and over again.
For a long time,
No one ever rolled a rock. No one ever built a bridge.
Yeah.
It's just Blowbore and Gronk.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, we're like, what if we just invented the internet?
You know, it's funny. First of all, I haven't looked this up, but I bet the people that believe in the ancient alien theory would say, see, that's why those flashes in the 1950s are there, because they've always been there. Those, you know,
makes sense.
But I would say this. I'm not a believer, because I'm Mr. I don't know for everything, right? I don't believe completely in the ancient alien theory. But how is it any crazier than any of our other explanations?
Yeah. So true.
I mean,
that's really true. And look, I'm not crapping on Christianity here. But if there are Christians out there thinking that's insane that aliens came down 10,000 years ago and bestowed knowledge onto
and maybe it
humans.
Is.
But is it any crazier than the religious stories?
And then I don't think it is. If you just created them all at once, if we had not ever been exposed to any of them,
no explanations,
and you just get to read all five of them like back to back to back and say, which ones do you think make sense? They'd probably all be about the same.
Interesting.
But obviously, you know, that's a pretty difficult thing to do, is say, hey, let's forget the last 3,000 years happened.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Late night, the crickets creepy. 322 DGS. Dave Murray on the other side of the break. Joel says many of the alien stories sound pretty biblical. Actually, there's a lot of overlap. Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
It's in the what's the Eric Donakin's book? What's that? The Chariots of the Gods. That's the ancient alien origin thing. He goes through all those comps. Yeah.
Maybe that's why I am how I am, because my brother was living away from home when that came out. I was very young.
Eric Von Däniken, sorry, I think I said it wrong.
And he came home and he took me to see that movie. And we're
the Chariots of the Gods?
Yeah. Huh. And we're like the only ones in the theater.
Not many people saw it not back then.
And he gave me like $2 to go up and get something at the concession stand. And the guy working there was probably 16, but he seemed like he was 48. And I was looking to see what I wanted, and he goes, "Hey, kid, you can have anything you want. You're the only person here." And so I just got a whole bunch of stuff, and he just gave it to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's shaping the future right there.
And see, a lot of my personality was shaped in that theater in Roxana.
Yeah.
I don't think you know the story, Wheels. These guys do. But when I was in about sixth grade, we had every Saturday we would go to the matinee, and you would just buy season tickets for it. And in the middle of the movie, they'd stop and have an intermission, and they would play games. And I was terrified of playing games. Like, I don't like being the center of attention now. I really didn't like being the center of attention when I was a kid. But they somehow got me. So I go up on stage, and again, some 16-year-old had a banana in a sock. And we were playing What's in the Sock. And he was holding the banana exactly where you think he's holding the banana.
Oh, no.
It's like sexual abuse.
Now he would be in big trouble for that.
Yeah. So I'm like, I had to like grab the banana because you have to, that's the whole game. And I'm like, it's a banana. And he's like, "Are you sure? Don't you want to take another feel of that one?" And so I'm humiliated. Everyone's dying. So I go back to my seat. And then after that, because I didn't want to go anymore, but my mom and dad made me. But after that, I could not relax because all I could think of is, when are these friggin' lights coming on, and when is that banana kid coming back out? And so it just ruined my movie-going experience.
I mean, it sounds pretty traumatic, honestly.
It really, really was. It's bad enough if it just happened with a neighbor, but happening in front of 300 sixth graders.
Well, and considering the time, that stuff happened all the time.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's how crazy it is. Like, that was normal. To do weird things like that.
Yeah, there was zero woke.
No.
Zero. No. You know what, dude? That's a little over the top.
Yeah, I'm watching. So this is not any in any way like a spoiler or anything, but I'm watching the new show, Welcome to Derry, the It prequel series, and how crappy kids were to each other in the 60s in school and how you just got away with it. It's pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just whatever, you know. Oh, he's on the football team. It's okay. He's a good kid. He's just having fun. Like, no, you're bullying that little guy. Like, dude, that's not okay.
Yeah, I wonder if it's anything like that today, or if maybe it's more just online bullying and less.
I don't know.
Punching people in the hallway.
Yeah, it's a great question. I know it's got to be less than it was, because now there are actually some consequences for it. But I mean, it's. You can, you know, the schools can only handle something that's happening in the school. If it's happening outside of it, it's just outside their.
Good, Rich.
I mean, this wasn't at a school, but the thing that just popped into my head when you said, like, oh, can it still be like this today? Is you guys remember the swimmer Brock Turner?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
And that whole thing.
The Stanford swimmer.
Yeah. Who sexually assaulted.
Got out of rape charges.
Yeah, yeah. And it was just like, well, think of how we're ruining his life. If we hold this kid accountable, his life is going to be ruined.
I forget
and
the...
And it's like, well, what about her life?
Yeah, or yeah, and I forget the name of the kid, so I apologize. You could probably figure it out if you search the story. But it happened in Stillwater, Oklahoma. High school age kid, 17, turned 18, who was accused of like multiple sexual assaults and rapes and pled guilty, and he was supposed to get 70 years. And then a judge got a call from somebody apparently at the school, because his dad used to coach football at the school. And then they changed it from him being charged as an adult to being a minor. And he ended up getting like 150 hours of community service.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are we doing? Well, how do you, like, if a guy admits that, guess what he's going to do again if you don't make him pay the price for it? If he gets away with those things, what do you think he's going to do?
Go ahead, Rachel.
I mean, it's back to the conversation in the first hour about, like, you know, that you reach this status in life and it's like, well, I'm better than everyone and I don't have to face consequences anymore. And we as a society, I know I feel pretty helpless watching stuff like that happen, because the people in charge don't seem interested in making that any better. They only seem interested in just driving that point home further and further and letting us know more and more like, yeah, we are above you. Deal with it. If we have a problem, we can fix it in the snap of our fingers. You guys are just, you know, good luck eating tomorrow. Have fun.
Yeah. So
I wonder why
the kid's name, if you want to look it up, is Jesse Mack Butler. Is the name of the kid that was charged. He was 17 when the crimes occurred and 18 now. And again, you can look at the outline of it. It's exactly what I laid out.
I wonder why it seems that societies in the past, including our own at different times, have risen up because of the imbalance between the ruling class and the serf class, basically. And we all bitch a lot, and we moan a lot, and we talk to each other about it, but things seem pretty bad now when it comes to that, and we don't seem to be really pushing it like we did in the past. Now I'm mad at that sponsor. I hate when people do that. I'm 61 years young. Why don't you go out and practice falling down? Idiot. Dave like that. David's
only because I fell.
Dave, it's the heat. It was 84 degrees in here until Wheel shut the curtains.
The heat is making us cranky.
I understand that.
There
were days at the Channel 2 studio where it could be 45 degrees, which I could tolerate.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a couple of days where the AC just everything shut down. And it got up to like 99 degrees.
Oh, because you guys got all the lights and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was in, you know, the weather center's in the studio, and I was in my T-shirt, not doing the weather, but preparing the weather. It was just pouring off. I have fans going, but just blowing around hot air.
Yeah. I've always liked my studio really chilly.
Yeah, me too.
So
I can do that.
We are giving away AC/DC tickets all week long. Typically, it's going to be between 1 and 3 p.m., but we went a little late today, so you get to win now. The AC/DC is coming September 8th of 2026 at America's Center. Five winners total. Each winner will receive a pair of AC/DC tickets. This is provided by Live Nation. So what do you say, Rage, caller number 5?
Sounds good to me.
314-436-7900 or toll-free from anywhere, 800-925-1120. Give us a call for your chance to win AC/DC tickets. Dave, how was Halloween?
Halloween's fine, but I know you stepped on one advertiser already. Let's not step on another one. The weather's... from the Saliga Heating and Cooling Weather Center.
You've got so many sponsors.
I know. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
I'm not making a dime.
Saliga was just out at my house today, so hello to them. How are we looking for the week? A little warmer, right?
There's two big things coming. First of all, average high this time of year is 60. Average low is 40. So kind of keep that in mind. Tomorrow, we're like 64 right now. 71 for the high tomorrow. Hottest part of the day with the time change now is around 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Only 55 for the low tomorrow night. Wednesday, 73 degrees for the high.
Wow.
Well above average. 69 for the high on Thursday. Full moon is Wednesday night, the Beaver Moon. And then a cold front comes in probably sometime Friday night. And that is going to usher in the northwest flow. Coldest air by far so far this season coming in. It's a gradual cool down. Saturday, the high 61. Sunday, the high 51. So most of the afternoon in the 40s. And a hard freeze for everybody. A widespread hard freeze late Sunday night into Monday morning. So plan ahead. If you got some tender vegetation still going, it's time to put it to bed.
It's that time. Wow.
It is that time.
Did October go as fast for you as it did for us?
It seems like every month is going by fast now. And I don't know why.
Yeah.
Boy, when I was working, it was slow. Yeah. Now that I'm having a good time, it's fast.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know what made time go faster for me is when I started paying bills. When you started getting like...
Oh, man, rent's due again. Yes. Interesting.
And you're just like, are you kidding?
Time is shrinking.
Are you serious?
There are bills that roll in where it's like, wait a minute, I just paid
this. Already? This.
Yeah.
Yeah. Headlines, Rach.
Brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily by using the Schnucks Rewards app. Okay, according to a new study by Stanford medicine scientists, Americans would be healthier without daylight savings time because it affects our circadian rhythms and in turn our health throughout the entire country. So, you know, the circadian rhythm is the body's clock, which regulates many of our physiological processes, and that all gets thrown off with daylight savings.
Yeah,
so, as you guys know, I'm really worried about getting Alzheimer's, and I read everything I see, and I shouldn't even say things like this. I don't know all of it, but circadian rhythms have a lot to do with people developing dementia.
Interesting.
And I don't know which is better, which is worse, when to go to bed, how long to sleep, that kind of stuff. But as someone who has a genetic marker for that, quit screwing with my circadian rhythms.
Yeah. Janice's mom, who did have dementia for a number of years before she passed away, once it started to get dark, I mean, just a little bit, it was like the end of the world.
Oh, sundowning. Yeah, it's real.
Yeah.
My dad was like that. My dad went through several phases of dementia. And the worst was when he was very combative and very paranoid. And you guys are trying to take my money and seeing things. But yeah, 5 o'clock like clockwork, boy, it would hit. And then he went into this sort of sweet, happy fog. And then his doctors in the nursing home gave him Aricept, which brought him back just enough to make him miserable. And you know me, I'm not very confrontational, but I went toe to toe with this doctor who was taking care of a whole nursing home. And you could just tell, like, he knew better. Shut up. And I basically threatened him, threatened him. Like, yeah, no, we're not going to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Good. Good for you.
Millennials are almost matching Gen Z shot for shot when it comes to Botox. So Botox used to be a whisper topic, something, you know, you kind of didn't want people to know you were doing. Now it's something people are openly talking about with their friends, their colleagues on social media. So Gen Z is leading the charge with about 39% of all of these neurotoxin procedures in the past year. But millennials are gaining ground, and we are now up to 35% of these procedures. More of Gen Z is hopping on the trend than you would expect to. 6% of patients in the past year were born after 1997.
Pay no attention to that noise.
Is it some sort of dragon?
That's a dragon.
That's quite a sound.
Yeah, I know, that is. That could be a number of things. Let your imagination go.
Yeah.
So the Trump administration is going to partially fund SNAP. I mean, all last week we're talking about SNAP is going away on November 1st. What's going to happen? Well, as we know, some federal judges ordered the Trump administration to dip into some emergency funds to partially fund SNAP. And over the weekend, you know, it's been revealed like, okay, we're doing this, we're moving forward with this. But using those emergency funds could take a few weeks to up to several months. So it's not like we've saved the day. People are still going to go hungry. So please keep this in mind. Next time you're going shopping, next time you're, you know, thinking about donating, consider donating to a local food bank, such as our friends at Operation Research. But honestly, I just want you to make sure someone hungry is getting something to eat. Donate to any food bank.
Yeah, we're only about 10 days away from Operation Food Search kicking off for 2026 with DGS.
According to a recent poll conducted by ABC News, The Washington Post, and Ipsos, two-thirds of Americans believe the country is on the wrong track. So there is a partisan divide there. It's mostly Democrats and independents being pessimistic about the direction we're going when you compare them to Republicans. But both political parties are perceived as out of touch with the concerns of most Americans. But a higher percentage of respondents view the Democratic Party as being more out of touch. Thought that was just an interesting stat. The survey included about 2,700 adults and was conducted late last month.
What if that sound was Janice trying to get Dave's attention?
You know what we're doing? And it kind of needs an explanation. We're redoing the two bathrooms upstairs, but not a complete redo, putting in a new vanity, putting in new toilets, putting in smart toilets.
Whoa.
And I got to tell you.
What do those do?
Got a bidet, Dave?
Yeah, they're wonderful. They are.
It's got the heated seat.
It's got the heated seat. It opens up as you walk into the bathroom.
Yeah, those are nice.
And it sprays your private parts when you want it to.
I think we might be paying Dave too much for these hits.
He actually got one of those gold toilets that they were selling.
He's got heated golden toilets being put in right now.
He impressed me with two bathrooms upstairs.
Warm fan. Drying fan. That's what that noise is.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I want a smart toilet.
Wheels, I got to tell you, if you were to try one, you would say, that's in the budget. I got to put that in the budget.
I don't know.
You don't want your nether regions washed off afterwards?
I don't even like wind blowing in there.
Oh, that's
a good
right.
point. You're talking to the wrong guy.
Yeah.
You're okay with it blowing out, but you
well,
don't
yeah,
blow
that's
in.
Natural.
As God intended.
Yes, exactly right. It's exhaust.
So reports are indicating that Representative Nancy Pelosi from California may not seek re-election in 2026. She is 85 years old.
Yeah, that shouldn't even be an option.
I know. And sources are suggesting that she might announce her retirement after the elections tomorrow.
We've all said this before, but what is it about these people that they're unlike us, that when you reach that age, you want to spend time with your family? You want to see your grandkids.
They're off right now. They don't have to. They have plenty of time to spend with their family.
I think that's the thing.
They worked 14 days since July.
Yeah,
maybe you're right.
I think that's it. I think it's because they don't have a 9-to-5.
Why would you give up a gig like
that? Yeah, they don't have a 9-to-5, and they keep making money by being in those positions.
Guess you're right.
Final story for you guys. This morning, there was no St. Louis Post-Dispatch delivery in the metro area, because the Post-Dispatch has eliminated its Monday edition, and that started today. Wow. There's also two national dailies that have stopped doing home delivery on Mondays as well, the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. I believe this is because they use the same distributor as the Post-Dispatch. Mm. So the New York Times is saying, like, yeah, you're going to get your Monday edition on Tuesday. But, I mean, just a mark of a change in the media landscape in the St. Louis area.
Man, when I was a kid, probably 7th grade, 8th grade, I forget when you do that. But my buddy Brad Wells had a paper route, mm-hmm. and every now and then I would help him. And one time he gave me a $5 bill. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh.
Gold.
Getting a hooker. You kidding me? Like,
that was your first idea.
Oh, yeah. Still would be. Did you guys have paper route, kids?
Yeah. I helped a buddy of mine once. And it's too early in the morning. I'm like, hey, I'm not helping you again, dude.
Never mind.
Thank you, Dave.
You got it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I didn't know that was.
I accidentally hit the keyboard.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was like you're taking out a word.
I did too. I didn't remember any babbies. Coming up at the top of the hour, Skip can't be here, but we're going to do Sweet 16, but actually we're doing two Elite Eights.
Oh.
Did you not get this yet?
No.
I might have forgotten that. He doesn't do it anyway, so I don't prioritize telling him.
I am mad at both of you.
I don't think you should be. I think there's one of us you should not be mad at.
Well, you got to tell him what it is so he cannot do it. It's the Elite Eight of the best representation of Satan.
Oh?
And the best representation of God.
All right.
So.
I like it. In entertainment.
No, in life.
In your personal life.
In the real world.
How has Satan revealed himself to you?
Satan? Yeah, you haven't met God yet? That's weird.
Yeah.
Andrew, you were hungover yesterday?
Yeah, I don't recommend it. I'm still going to give it a 2 out of 10 on the rating scale because then you get to complain about being hungover all day. You could be like, oh, I'm so hungover.
What did you do Saturday?
Saturday, I drank a bunch of White Claws, which I'd never had before. But they are quite delicious.
Don't you have to drink quite a few of those to get pretty drunk?
You sure do, Dave. I also am an extremely a lightweight. It takes very, very... Because I'm just not a drinker. I really don't drink often. I drink, you know, I drink to an amount once a year, once every couple of years. And the problem is that it's sort of like the champagne problem, because I also love champagne.
Me too.
Where it's got so much sugar in it, and it's so sweet and delicious and delightful, that is, I have heard that's what gives you the more serious hangover in the morning. I don't know how true that is, but that's what I've always heard.
Feels true.
It feels true. It feels true on the Sunday morning, I'll tell you that.
So, Kev, are you as mad at the airlines as I am at you?
Dude, more. Have you guys noticed, I'm booking flights for the holidays, not for me, but for my kid, and you go to sign up, right? You go get the price, and then you go, this ticket for this flight is this many dollars. And you're like, all right, I'll spend that many dollars, and you start to go through, and it's like, here, select your seats. By the way, it costs you at least $20 to pick a seat. Why is that not just included in the cost? Why am I getting separate prices? Why do I have to pay for a seat when I'm already agreeing that I'll pay for this first price? Yeah, this is going to be $400. Awesome. I'm going to pay $400. You get to the seat selection, and it's like every seat is $20, $30, $50, depending on the seat. Why can't you just have me pay to upgrade for good ones, but the main one gets me a seat? Idiots. Hate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.